Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy Veterans Day. A big thank you to all who have sacrificed, the men, women, families that have sacrificed their lives and their freedoms and, you know, their health for us to be able to do what we do, for us to be able to vote, for us to be able to live in this democracy, for us to be able, for me to be able to broadcast. I hope we honor their name today and honor them. If you see a vet, give them a hug. And God bless all of you, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. We've got a lot to talk about today, but the first thing we're going to hit out the gate is Nevada got it talking to you yesterday. And like I said, Governor Sisolak's in a tough position. I know he has a lot of critics out there, and I'm not here to debate, whether people like him or not. I just have to say I would not want to be in his position with all this. But many of you aired a lot of frustration because we're under stay-at-home 2.0 right now in Nevada. And stay-at-home 2.0 is basically only leave the house if it's essential. Avoid gatherings, avoid going to restaurants, still wear the mask, still social distance if you're gonna be outside, but the number of positive COVID-19 cases have risen. Hospitalizations are going up in Nevada. In fact, Washoe County is starting to bear a lot of that. Washoe County is in the northern part of the state. They're the ones that have Reno, Nevada, whereas Clark County is the one that has Las Vegas, Nevada. They're the two most populous counties. And so Washoe County up in Reno, they're getting a lot of snow. You know, they're going to hit their cough and cold season earlier than us. And so Governor Sisolak wants to start to mitigate the rise in numbers and keep things in control. Where things got dicey is, from what we understand, he suggested quote unquote severe action if people are caught not following suit and taking this seriously. And I get very, very nervous when we start to quote unquote threaten people, especially when many of you have kind of aired concerns going, look, how do you stop cough and cold season? We have not been able to stop cough and cold season and flu and pneumonia season for decades, for centuries. How are we supposed to mitigate these numbers now? And, you know, people will say, well, gosh, people should just wear a mask. If they could just wear their mask, I'm seeing people wear their masks. I mean, I rarely see somebody without a mask. I see people social distancing. I see companies closed. All right? You cannot control an airborne virus that is mutating and figuring out ways to get around the mask. And mind you, Governor Sisolak may be right in terms of saying, guys, we got to be, vigilant. You know, we have to remember to wear the mask. We have to social distance. We're coming into a rough time. He's right about warning us. But where I disagree is, are we supposed to be punished for nature? Now, I get that. Okay, I mean, I get what he probably meant by that, where if somebody decides to have a wedding of, let's say, 500 people, and no one's wearing massive social distancing, that could brew more virus. I get that, all right? But everybody I know has had to cancel their wedding. I mean, with the exception of political rallies and political celebrations, I'm not seeing people have parties. People are panicked about Thanksgiving coming up. They're like, are we going to get in trouble for having Thanksgiving? From what I understand, it's just the next 2 weeks. So if what's the date? Today's the 11th. So 2 weeks from now, we'll still probably be just barely missing Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving might be allowed. But I where people are frustrated, and I hear your frustration, is what are we supposed to do as humans to curb and curtail a virus that's going to rise? Of course we're going to have more COVID cases. Of course the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. That's what happens. I mean, that's what happens year after year after year. It's horrible that that happens. But if we as humans had control, we would have controlled this already. We would have controlled flu. We would have, you know, people keep asking me, they go, how come with flu, people weren't staying home? They weren't doing this 10-day or 14-day quarantine or, well, because, again, you know, there was just nobody could conceptualize that we would be closing down an economy, that we would be telling people not to go to business, whatever. So after they got over their fever, if they felt like they could go back, they went back to work. Unfortunately, people at work would all get the flu if they weren't vaccinated, or some with vaccination might have still gotten the flu. People got sick. You know, unfortunately, we have thousands of people die each year, but life went on. So, you know, when I heard, it's funny because I didn't get to see the press conference, but I started getting texts and emails going, we're going to, you know, face quote-unquote severe action or more shutdowns if the virus rises. Isn't the virus going to rise anyway? I get you. We're going to have more cases. We're going to have more hospitalizations. You know, and I live in a town where we have tourists. And, you know, the tourists can still come. Governor Sisolak said tourists, we still want tourists to come, wear their masks, social distancing. But I don't know if this is the locals' fault. Now, I get there's some students partying. You know, we had homecoming. You know, people want a date. I got that. And Halloween, there were parties with Halloween, and we are coming into the, you know, holiday season. But I don't know if the locals can stop COVID rising. I don't think they have that power. I think most places across the United States are going to have these cases, and I don't want people in fear of government coming down on them or doing severe action or causing them to go broke when they can't control nature. We have to be smart. We can't be doing big, huge crowds. We can't be doing big, huge parties. But the average Nevadan is staying home and social distancing and wearing a mask. So what are we supposed to do to avoid severe action? 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. clonoSEQ is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. clonoSEQ can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if clonoSEQ MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit clonoSEQ.com. clonoSEQ is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of clonoSEQ, including sample types and test limitations, visit clonoSEQ.com/technical-summary.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the insurance companies that I've been working with closely that I'm a huge fan of is Oscar. And we've spoken a lot about them on my show because when I got into telemedicine a couple years back, they were kind of one of the first insurance companies to embrace it and allow access to patients, which really dropped their out-of-pocket costs. And so I'm very excited for our next guest, Megan Verena Joyce, who is COO of Oscar, to kind of walk us through the open enrollment period. Ms. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, my gosh. And thank you for all you and your team do. You know what? You know, it's interesting. You guys are actually trailblazers. You are the first tech-driven health insurance company. First tech-driven. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we believe that affordable, accessible health care is something that everybody deserves, and tech is a great way to make that happen. And so we combine high tech and what we call high touch, deep dedication to customer service and support to ensure that people are getting not only the health care that they need, but the experience and respect that they deserve while they're going through it.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like people have more access on, like, either their smartphones or their apps. I mean, you guys integrated a lot more of that right into your gosh, what's the word I'm trying to look for? In terms of your policies, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, our whole system is based around our technology. And so our members have access to an app. You can go on their smartphone, right in their pocket. They have 24/7 access to our virtual care providers and to concierge, our customer support team. We try to make it as easy and affordable as possible for people to get the care and support they need.
And you do, and I could second that. I mean, I'm witness to that. It's fantastic when, you know, patients, and when I see a patient online, you know, and it's coming from Oscar and you have the medical records, it's very easy. So as a physician, can I just say thank you? That really makes our lives easier.
Oh, well, thank you. Physicians are the ones who really do the critical work, so we're so grateful for your support.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're in open enrollment. We got open enrollment from, what, November 1 to December 15th? How's that going? What is Oscar working on?
Yeah, a number of things. You know, open enrollment is the only time of year in which you can make changes to your health insurance plan. And with COVID-19 and more people out of work this year, we want to ensure that securing health insurance is easy for everyone. It is so critical this year more than ever.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's millions of people still without insurance. What do you anticipate? Where do you get, how many do you think are out there that are still struggling to get insured?
You know, estimates are around 28 million people in the U.S. are currently uninsured, and the number is going up every day due to COVID-19. But people who have lost their insurance through their job or don't have access to health insurance can still buy high-quality health insurance on healthcare.gov. And a lot of people are eligible for discounts from the government, too. 28% of people who bought health insurance on healthcare.gov actually got it for free in 2019. So while it might seem overwhelming to shop for health insurance due to potential costs or confusion, it can actually be more straightforward and affordable than a lot of people think.
So, you know, I have listeners out there that are probably like, look, you know, it's overwhelming. I know I need health insurance. They might believe they can't afford it because they might not feel they fall under the subsidy category with income, and they might just forego it completely. What do you urge those people to do?
Make a plan. So first, think about your medical expenses and what you might need in the coming year. Estimate your household income for 2021 to see if you could be eligible for some of those government subsidies or discounts that I mentioned. Identify your list of must-have doctors, drugs, medical facilities that you can't live without so that you can make sure you get them covered. Decide who needs to be on your plan from your family so you can ensure that you are signing up all of your loved ones who need care. And then start shopping. Check out healthcare.gov or our website, highoscar.com. The end of open enrollment is coming up on December 15th, and particularly during this year, in the middle of the pandemic, we want to make sure that everyone gets covered and gets access to the care they need at affordable rates.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Megan V. Joyce, Chief Operating Officer at Oscar. So while I still have you, you know, it's your team and your company was one of the first to, you know, embrace telemedicine and, you know, give patients the confidence that they could at least seek some care and the start of care with telemedicine. How did that unfold with your company?
Yeah, so we've always believed that telehealth could have incredible potential for helping people get affordable, easy, convenient care. And not just healthy people, but people who have more complex care needs as well. What we've seen in the pandemic is that with more people hesitating to go to their doctors in person, we've actually seen more people opting in to telehealth alternatives than ever before. So historically, Oscar has offered free virtual urgent care 24/7 for, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you think you might need care. But new in 2021, Oscar is introducing virtual primary care in 10 markets. Not just urgent care, but actually having a relationship with a primary care physician that you can speak with over the phone or video. It's super convenient. You know, imagine having your primary care physician coming to you over video in the comfort of your own home. And visits on most of our plans are free and unlimited. In addition, a lot of things like prescriptions prescribed by an Oscar primary care provider are free when you go through this program. So we'd encourage people to check it out. It's easier than ever before to get the care you need in affordable, convenient, high-quality ways, especially these days in the middle of the pandemic when I know I don't want to be spending more time in my doctor's waiting room than I have to.
Exactly, exactly. You know, telemedicine is almost perfect. The big piece that has to still be filled, which I believe your company and others are starting to kind of grapple with and overcome challenges, is the testing, you know, and the exam and the urine samples, et cetera. So, you know, with telemedicine, it really surprised a lot of us physicians how much we can do over the phone. You know, I mean, we learned a good history. We could walk patients through their physical. We're doing a lot. We're able to diagnose a lot, especially with videos. However, where we start to hit the limitations is, you know, we can't tell if someone's dysuria or burning when they is a UTI or an STD, or, you know, we can't listen to the lungs if they have COVID. You know, what sort of things do you anticipate in the future companies like Oscar or, you know, others are going to have to embrace in order to kind of fill in that gap between telemedicine and in-person primary care?
It's a great and really important question. When we say virtual primary care, it doesn't mean that 100% of the care will be administered over video chat or the phone. As you say, Dr. Dahlia, some of this is going to have to be done in person. But there are creative ways that we can help make that happen in really convenient ways. For example, when we send you a vitals kit that allows you to take your blood pressure or weight or temperature, things like that, in the comfort of your own home and report those results back to your physician on the phone or directly through the app. We may also say, you know what, why don't you go down the street to a local lab or clinic to have something checked out in person? There may also be circumstances where it may make sense for someone to come to your home if you're open to that, to get something done quickly and easily. Those are all things that we are exploring and experimenting with through this virtual primary care option to ensure that people are getting the high quality health care they need in more creative and flexible ways than they've been able to do historically.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And, you know, you're being tech-driven and your company being already kind of one step ahead is I think, you know, promising for where we go next with healthcare. You know, one final question. There's going to be people that are going to miss open enrollment. What do you suggest they do if they miss the December 15th deadline?
Go to healthcare.gov. There may be opportunities through special enrollment periods related to COVID to get care. You might also have a qualifying life event that makes you eligible. You can always go to healthcare.gov or to our website, hioscar.com, hioscar.com, to talk to someone about how to get the care that you and your loved ones need. But we do encourage people that if you're thinking you may need care for 2021, take advantage of open enrollment. There are affordable plans out there, especially those offered by Oscar, to help make it affordable, accessible, and realistic that you and your family can get the care that you deserve.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to have your hands full because a lot of people that have had to postpone their health care, they're going to need to catch up in 2021. So, you know, like I said, God bless you and your team. Megan, thank you, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dahlia, and happy Veterans Day to you and all the vets listening. Stay well.
Stay well. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
from education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
2020 is here. Millions of Americans from coast to coast rang in the new year, mostly at home, finally putting 2020 in the rearview mirror. New York City's Fame Ball Drop went ahead as scheduled, but the crowds that normally gather in Times Square were largely absent. Two Georgia Democratic Senate hopefuls have been accusing Republican Kelly Loeffler of campaigning with the Klansmen. Loeffler explains to Fox News how she ran into former KKK leader Chester Doyles at a photo line.
We kicked him out immediately. That was absolutely what we had to do. I had no idea who he was. He's gone. I denounce that. I do not believe in it, and he has no place around our campaign.
And as far as you know, that was just a one-time event.
Absolutely. We won't stand for that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. The new coronavirus variant, first reported in the UK, then later in Colorado and California, has now been detected in Florida. That's according to the state's health department. Regarding the new strain being found in Colorado, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis tells Fox News.
So look, we have the second case, which has not been definitively identified, the virus shows markers for the variant, is somebody in the same chain of exposure. It's another guardsman. So you have two that were potentially each other.
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when Dan Bongino revealed that he was possibly battling lymphoma after having his tumor in the neck biopsied, and then we heard that the Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges, is battling lymphoma, a lot of us took a gasp, and we spent some time talking about lymphoma. But what we need to spend more time on as well is, you know, our health. And not only does November embrace Veterans Day, and God bless all our troops and thank you to those who have sacrificed, November is also Men's Health Awareness Month. So guys, Guys, better tune in, all right? Because this is about you, and we gotta think about our health. So joining us today, very, very excited, is radio sports personality Mark Sylvie Silverman, as well as Dr. Dean Sarwa, medical oncologist and medical director of cancer services at Northwestern University. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm good. Sylvie, man, big fan. You yourself have battled lymphoma. Tell us about what happened to you.
Yeah, recently, too, and in the beginning of the pandemic. About a year ago, and I stay on top of my health. I'm not one of these guys who just sits on the couch when I don't feel right. Mm-hmm. So I just noticed that I wasn't feeling right about a year ago. And went for my yearly physical. My doctor did a full workup. The blood count looked good and everything like that. And he went down some road that maybe because I was feeling lethargic and energetic and maybe a little more moody, that maybe it was anxiety driven. And it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. And then about a couple of months later, after I got back from the Super Bowl, my neck started to swell, and then my groin started to swell. And I said, it's time to go back to the doctor. And I did. And we got the neck biopsy. And sure enough, the results right in the beginning of April, when you know what's hitting the fan with the pandemic, and I'm being diagnosed with cancer. And it just turns the world upside down. I went to Dr. Saris at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. He came highly recommended. Mm-hmm. I got my team in place, and off we went for full treatment in spring and summer.
It's interesting, too. For those of us in the media, nobody's going to diagnose us with anxiety or depression because I got to tell you, I mean, we have what we put up with. This is our norm, okay? We're always in this state of hyperactivity. So you can't really diagnose us because this is kind of what we deal with all the time. Dr. Saris, thank you for taking care of Sylvie. Big hug and kiss to you for that. You know, it's interesting. People ask, well, can I take a blood test to see if I have lymphoma? It's not that simple, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, Sylvie's blood tests are pretty normal when he was diagnosed, and basically it was a new lump or swelling that didn't get better. And we tell men, don't ignore any new lumps or bumps, get them checked out, and that's what Sylvie did, and led to the right diagnosis.
Absolutely. Yeah, because usually with lymphoma, we have to diagnose it by biopsy, right?
Absolutely, and sometimes you can find them blocked sometimes, but typically need a lymph node biopsy to confirm the diagnosis.
So true, and Northwestern has kind of been on the forefront of a lot of lymphoma research. What are some of the things you've been working on?
Well, absolutely, and we're very fortunate that Mark was involved in a clinical trial out through Northwestern Medicine, because they had to be given at our local hospital, Northwestern Lake Forest Hospital. This is a study of standard chemotherapy called R-CHOP, with an immune therapy drug called nivolumab, the latest and most advanced treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And we're hoping that this is going to be the newest breakthrough. But it's great that Mark was involved with this clinical trial.
Mm-hmm. Mark, or do you want me to call you Sylvie?
I go by both, so you can call me either. That's cool.
Okay. Awesome. You know, it's interesting. You brought up the fatigue. And, you know, people panic when they see, well, COVID symptoms are fatigue, or cancer is a fatigue, or depression is fatigue. Yet the average one of us gets tired. This was a different tired, correct? This wasn't your typical tired, right?
Yeah, look, it was tough to gauge because what you joked about earlier about, you know, us in the radio business and having to be on all the time. And, you know, it's a stressful job to begin with. And I have two young kids at home, and they're 4 and 6 years old. And anyone who's got toddlers at home and now with e-learning, it's as stressful as ever. So, you know, we think we're tired, but then you hit this new level that you just know that your energy isn't what it's supposed to be. My workouts for weeks were going downhill. And, you know, I just figured out I was 49. I'm getting older. I'm not training for a marathon, so no big deal. But yeah, something wasn't right. And it's one of those things that in November here that we got to point out to all the men out there that when you know you're not feeling right, and I'm not talking about one day or you having a bad week at work and you're extra tired, but when this is a persistent fatigue or of the persistent lower level of energy, definitely you should go see your doctor.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We're speaking to Mark Sylvie Silverman, radio sports personality, and Dean Sarwa, Dr. Dean Sarwa, medical oncologist, medical director of cancer services at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, when I got mono, while I was in medical school, who doesn't, I was told, and it wasn't anybody I was kissing. My boyfriend didn't have it. I just got it, or the virus came out. I was told that I was going to be at risk for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma later. What is the relationship between the monovirus and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, interesting. I had mono, too, in medical school. I think it's endemic, so I share that same concern. But actually, mono, and this list is caused by Epstein-Barr virus. There's some concern that certain cancers or lymphomas can be caused by Epstein-Barr virus. I would say that risk is very small. I wouldn't lose sleep over that, doctor. I think you'll be fine.
Great, great. No, but Lord have mercy, I think there's going to be multiple other medical ailments that are in my future. Sylvie knows, us being in radio, we're not the healthiest folk, especially with our energy drinks. But what highlights that, and you might be able to kind of lend some clarity, is how many times are viruses involved in cancer?
Well, I would say the most common virus that causes cancer is HPV. Mm-hmm. So we recommend vaccination to the young adults and the teenagers to prevent cervical cancer, head and neck cancer. We see a number of cancers caused by HPV, so that's the most common virus. I mean, there's some other viruses, too, but the most important that is HPV. And we can actually prevent cancer by having those vaccinations.
Do any oncologists suspect that COVID-19 could possibly, if it persists in the body, cause cancer?
We haven't seen any data to that fact, but if, you know, COVID is a novel virus. We don't know what the long-term implications are. It's a challenge treating our cancer patients through COVID-19, but Mark's a perfect example. He was diagnosed at the peak of COVID here in Illinois. He went through successful treatment. He didn't miss a beat. He kept healthy the whole time, and thank God he's in a whole remission.
Thank God. Thank God. All right. So what should men be doing to be more proactive about their health? Either of you could take that one.
Well, I mean, men should listen to their bodies. If there's a pain that's not getting better, if there's a lump or swelling that's not going away, see your doctor. Don't stay away just because of COVID or make excuses. Be proactive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Sylvie, you know, you must have probably raised huge awareness on air, you know, about your journey. How can people find more about you?
Well, on all social media platforms, you can get me at Waddle and Sylvie on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Mark A. Silverman. That's Mark with a C, middle initial A, Silverman. And, you know, my entire journey is documented on my Instagram page. Many pictures outside Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, when I rang the bell after my final treatment. Dr. Gallo, we raised about $44,000 for the V Foundation in cancer research,
wow,
my listeners and me, during my journey. My 6-year-old designed a T-shirt, drew up a picture of me, we put it on a T-shirt, and we raised over $40,000.
Dr. Sarwa, Mark, Sylvie, great to have you guys. Visit www.nm.org. God bless you guys. We'll be back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. We are a little overwhelmed with many of the emails and texts and Facebook messages, and it's a really, really stressful time. A lot of news coming out there, and not everybody's kind of sharing the news, and so, you know, it's difficult for me, obviously, because me doing medical talk radio, I was never supposed to really go into political talk radio. I know many of you guys are like, yeah, just stick to the prostate. But I get many of you that don't really care about prostates right now, all right? You want to know what's going on with the election. So there's been a little bit of drama, all right? Kelly McEnany, I believe, was on Sean Hannity last night, showing about 236 signed affidavits with, from what I understand, more to come, of people working within the election process, attesting and alleging fraud. So they're going to be taking that evidence to the courts. There was a back and forth between a postal worker who, I guess, had alleged that he had witnessed fraud. Then the news outlet said he recanted it, and he went on camera going, no, I never did recant it. So there's that kind of BS going on, and we'll talk about what some of the allegations are. It's frightening. And again, they're allegations, all right? You know, we're not saying they happened, we're not saying they didn't happen, but some of the things that ended up, shall we say, being reported or alleged within the process of ballot counting, etc., extends beyond, you know, all right, well, we had six people who were dead that casted votes, so it doesn't matter, election moves on. If these things happened as they said they happened, then it shows that the process was very, very marred, and this isn't about just recounting people who moved out of town. It was, you know, like I said, it might not even be up to a recount. It might need to be a revote. On that note, we have breaking news out of Georgia. Georgia is going to recount the votes. Now, are they going to recount the ones that might have already been changed? Are they going to, allegedly, are they going to recount the votes that, are they going to look at signatures? Are they going to, I don't know, but it looks like Georgia is going to move forward. And all eyes are on Georgia because there's two Senate seats up. And as Republicans won the North Carolina Senate seat yesterday, they are set to win the Alaskan Senate seat yesterday. Republicans will have 50 Senate seats already in the bag. Democrats will have 48 plus the independents that caucus with them. Although, actually, we're supposed to have 51. It's for, yeah, 51-49, so there's always that, yeah, that I got to double-check the numbers there. But in terms of the control of the Senate, it will be up to the two seats in Georgia. One goes to the Republicans, they retain control, very, very tight, narrow control. If both of them do, they get a little bit more wiggle room in case Susan Collins decides to not caucus with the Republicans and caucus with the Democrats. So, or vote with the Democrats. So where I have a problem with all of this, all right, is it is projected that over $200 million is going to be spent on the Georgia Senate runoff election in January. Now, I get that. People are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, this is like the most important election, and it's the most important election. Okay, you know what? Every election is important. All right? Every election is important, right? We all want to know that whoever wins legally should have won. We want to know that our votes counted. We want to know that nobody changed our votes or told, you know, we want to know that our veterans who have died and who we're honoring today did so to preserve democracy and to preserve a safe election system. And I think both Democrats and Republicans agree with that, you know, and I'm even hearing people on the left go, look, you know, as much as they want Biden to win, they want to know that election integrity is still safe. Same thing with the Republicans. This isn't about Trump winning. In fact, we're going to talk about a little bit later today. There are some Republicans that do not want Trump, even if he did legally win, to move forward. Apparently, he wasn't as popular within certain circles. We're going to talk about that. But I think the average American should agree that, you know, we want to know that the process our veterans died for is safe, sound, and free of corruption. So it'll be interesting to see what these allegations of widespread corruption end up, you know, revealing. And it will be, you know, up to the courts to decide. But where I have a problem and where I think America is really getting spanked is the amount of money being spent on these ads, most of which we don't even want to watch, okay? So I live in Nevada, and I get that the media, you know, needs money, and the media needs political ads. And for us to be able to turn on the TV, and for us to get news, and for us to get news free, and for us to be able to, you know, have people work for us to, you know, relay the news, assuming it's good news and it's not fake news, you know, that costs money. So we need advertisers. But $200 million for one Senate race in Georgia, all right, meaning that means billions, obviously, were spent on this election. And again, if the election was full of fraud, we really got spanked. If the election, you know, was valid, still we got spanked. Billions and billions of dollars on ads we don't even want to watch. I turn on the TV, there's another political ad. It's the same political ad. See, what happened with COVID-19 is so many people were out of business that you didn't really see a lot in marketing. I don't know if you guys have been watching shows, but it's the same ad. The same. How many times have we seen that Microsoft ad? Or which is the one where there's that song? I don't know. There's a song, but they don't even mention the product. I don't even know the product. There's the Progressive ad. I mean, there's only a handful of ads we keep seeing because people aren't spending money on marketing. They don't know what's going to happen to their store. We don't really see JCPenney, you know, come see the softer side of Sears. I haven't seen a softer side of Sears commercial, you know, in a while. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of, paid ads out there. So that's where, you know, that's why we keep seeing over and over and over again the political ads, and we don't want to see it. Yet when you hear that $200 million is being spent and people are donating money, you know, to get their candidate to win or whatever, and here we are, right, being told in Nevada that we're supposed to, you know, we're going to face severe action in 2 weeks if we don't control COVID, and the average person here is like, what are we supposed to do with the virus? I mean, I'm staying home, I'm doing my part, and now I'm going to lose my business, or I'm going to lose more, you know, income, you know, because how am I supposed to control a virus? Why isn't that money going to hospitals? Why isn't the money going into temporary tents? Why isn't that money going into recruiting, you know, healthcare workers or training healthcare workers or paying for school to help train more doctors, more nurses, or to, you know, fast track production of ventilators and things like that? That I don't, you know, I know we're supposed to care about politics, and I know the Senate race is crucial because politics is ugly. We built a system where it's not simple checks and balances. It's people just screwing each other over and trying to erase what the previous president has done and take credit and appease the lobbyists. I don't want my tax dollars going to that. I want my tax dollars going to the nearby children's hospital that's trying to deal with the MISC cases or that, you know, paralysis polio-like illness. I want to see research done on that that has affected hundreds of kids. I want to see what's happening with autism and blindness. I want to, you know, increase public health measures. I want our roads safer. I don't really want to be smelling pot when I'm driving and seeing somebody swerving, you know, on the road. I want my tax dollars going to that. I want to see people in my community donate to that. I really don't want to see them donate to a political candidate or a crappy ad that we have to keep seeing over and over again. So I'm not saying we need limits on spending, but I think if you just cringe hearing that $200 million that could actually be used to save lives and schools and jobs is going to a Senate race, you got to speak up because this is ridiculous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.